keep in mind, everything's fine. You got all that you need, the Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for May 22nd, 2024, episode 89. And hello, my official queen.
Oh.
Official queen. You are now officially before God, my
I'm your queen.
You are my queen, baby.
Hello, my love.
Hello.
Hey, what a week, huh?
Oh, man. Let's cheers. Let's cheers on the week. Let's go. Let's go. Let's cheers. I'm not even going to say what I'm thinking right now, but I'm going to smell. Since we received, I think, three bottles of this.
Of Argelet.
Of yes. Argelet.
I know three Peggy bottles. Gave us one, yep. and who else?
Oh, come on. We got, did Mike give us a bottle?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Mike gave us a bottle.
Yes.
And was there a third one? Everyone was like, that's their wine.
Yes. That's Adam's wine, actually.
I'm going to have a sip right okay. now since you are drinking
bubbly water.
Bubbly water, yes, indeed. Why are you drinking that again?
Because I had three glasses of champagne on Sunday. And that's my quota for the month.
For the month.
Yes.
For the rest of 2024, Tina is done. Babe, we're officially married before God, before our church, before our friends, in a covenant.
I
can't
know.
Wait to tell everybody how awesome this was.
Do you want to get right into it?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, we have a lot of stuff that happened before that.
Oh, well, yes, we did. Why don't you start? Because we ended the show on Wednesday.
Yes. Thursday, we went to Friedhelm's, our favorite Bavarian right, restaurant. And we had an interesting thing happen
did.
At the... let's go in the order.
You're taking my list.
Oh.
That was on my list. That's my list.
But you know what I have on the top of my list?
What do you have?
Adam.
Yes.
Why don't you listen to our show? I asked you the day, I go, why don't you listen to our show?
No, you're like, because I produce the show. I hear the show.
You
I hear the
to
show.
No agenda.
Rarely do I'll listen a little bit to the opening.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes if we have something very funny.
You're like Annette. Annette doesn't listen to her show either.
I don't listen to Mo Facts. I don't listen to podcasting. No.
I listen to our show. Because sometimes I miss things. You know, you're talking over me. And I'm like, oh, I didn't hear him say that.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Yeah. Well, you should be listening to our show because you miss all my genius comedic moments.
Yes, I do sometimes.
You miss a lot of them.
Yeah, like I'm so laser focused on the list. I'm like, okay, all right, come on.
Because I have the uncanny capability after... I don't know. I've been doing this for 45 years.
45? Oh, yeah.
I've been
started at
making
15.
Radio since I was 15. Yeah. I have the uncanny ability to know when a show was good.
Okay.
And the only reason I would listen is because if I think I missed something or if I thought the sound, there was something wrong, but it has no bearing on how much I love doing this with you.
Okay.
And I do. I do everything I can to make sure I'm always here.
Yes, you do.
It's very important. Although
you are going to Holland next month, and Sir Brian with an I and TJ the Wrathful are working.
Night and day, they're working on a best of.
And every day I get a text message from Brian about something that was said in the show. And so it's bringing me back to all the things. And he says he's just cracking up at all the little things. So
this is an outstanding product. That's why I don't have to double check it. I don't need to double guess ourselves. It's good.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. They're going to do the opening.
Oh, I know. They asked me for all the jingles. They asked me for the cork soaker. I'm like, all right, here you go.
And they're doing...
They're doing donation segments.
They're doing question of the week.
Question of the week.
Let's see who does the God shot.
Oh, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're all just right. Basically, they're subbing. They're subbing for us.
So we went to Friedhelm's, which is if you've never been to Fredericksburg, you come to Fredericksburg, people always say, where should I eat? We have a number of suggestions. Friedhelm's is always on the list because it's family friendly. It's one of the few totally affordable restaurants.
And it's old school.
It's old school.
It's not all fancy schmancy like nouveau.
No, not at all.
Cuisine. No. It's like stick to your ribs, comfort food.
Do you want some wine? Yes. What do you want? Red or white?
And it's like you get like a 10-ounce pour for 15 bucks.
No, for $9. For
$9.
It's like $9. Oh, no, no. It's very
good. And it's drinkable wine because I've had it
with you. Wine. Mm-hmm. So we go and I'm buzzing because I've had one of the gigawatt coffee. I just did
you
the
were
show.
Charged,
I just I just did the show
you
and everything.
No agenda.
Mm-hmm. So we're having a good time. we're eating, you know, we're joking around with Jason, the waiter. And
yeah, because he brought you the wrong salad dressing and you were giving him a hard time about it jokingly.
Yeah, I said,
but he was like, oh, really? I'll swap it out. Really? Really? I will.
No, I said, no, I'll eat it. No problem. But I'll never let you live it down. Yes. So anyway, good fun. We're eating. And then he comes right near check time. And he said, actually, I think he brought me the check. And he says,
yes,
by the way, keep up the good work on the podcast. I'm like, oh, thank you. I wasn't quite sure, of course, yeah, which podcast he meant.
Right.
And then he says, I've always got my Armor of God challenge coin. He pulls out his coin and I say, well, how about that? I have mine right here,
and
too.
And it's the same exact coin. The
exact same, yes, coin. And he started to trip out. He was like, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. I can't believe this. It was such an amazing moment. But that means that he has to be listening to Curry and the Keeper.
Yeah. Because you didn't talk about the coin on any other show, but Curry.
Could you
and the
imagine
Keeper.
Dvorak, whole Armor of God? No. I don't think he needs to hear that. No. No. He could use some of it. I pray for him to put on the whole Armor of God. Yes. I do.
Yeah.
So it was just such a magical moment that,
like,
we both had the same.
Another God wink.
Because
know?
Challenge coins, it originates from military. If you've been in a certain battle.
I know,
or
we
have
a million of them in this
do.
House. Yes, I know. Yes. I'm going to wallpaper the wall with them all.
And the point, you know, it's something you've witnessed as a group. It's like, you know, it's like a community thing. So it can be part of, I mean, I have them from intelligence agencies. I have them. No Agenda had challenge coins at some point. So to both have the same one. And so the point is you do a coin check. And whoever doesn't have their coin, they have to buy a round of drinks. Mm-hmm. So that is not exactly the same with this, but it was kind of like a coin check. Oh, God, all right. Thank you. Look at us.
The interesting thing about that story is you got that coin
at Fried Helms. Yes.
Some man, after he heard you praying.
I think we talked about it on the show, right?
This was when I was out of town, and you went with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. And the guy came over and said, you know, the Holy Spirit told me to give this to you.
Yeah. I carry it with me every day.
I know. And every day. So it was so crazy. The guy, you're right. The guy was tripping out.
He couldn't. He was so tripped out that he forgot to bring us a box to take home your
yeah,
pork
I wrapped
loin.
It in my napkin.
You're like, let's not bother him. Let's just wrap it up and take it home.
He's seasoned over there in the corner. It was really cool.
It was a beautiful moment.
He has to be listening to Curry and the Keeper. Because,
so, hey, Jason, we see you, brother. Hey, Jason. We see you.
Yeah.
We'll be in again soon.
Hey, Jason, question for you. Does Destiny still work there? We haven't seen
her. Haven't seen Destiny.
No,
So I might as well read this note from Dame Christina Pearl, since we're talking about Fried Helms.
Sure.
She says, hey, Adam, I would text Tina, but I'm afraid she'll forget because she seems a little overwhelmed right now. This is before the entire vow renewal. And I probably will forget myself if I don't let one of you know. There's a gift card waiting for you both at the hostess desk at Fried Helms. A little anniversary/renewal of vows gift from Charlie and myself. I'll try to remember to text Tina about it after the festivities this weekend. But in case I forget, which I think she did, you now have the information. We're sorry we're missing it this weekend, but we wish you both a joyous, blessed occasion. Love from Sir Robert Charles and Dame Christina Pearl.
Aww.
And so,
I didn't know his first name was Robert.
It is now.
Oh.
Maybe that's just his name.
I texted her today and said, now that the dust has finally settled, and she's coming into town. She's coming to visit next Wednesday.
Oh.
I said, well, maybe we'll go to Freedom.
She's coming here to visit us? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
She got a trip
overnight
into San Antonio. I don't know. I don't think so.
She better let you know.
Well, yeah, I got to turn over the room.
Turn over the room.
So,
thank you.
That was lovely. Thank you, Christina.
Yeah, so we will be using
Sure. And I love Christina and Charlie. They're, you know, they're not just listeners. She's a dear friend of mine.
Yeah, these are like family.
It's like family, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
They picked us up at the Indianapolis airport and took
good care of us.
And they were tired too.
Yeah.
We were tired too.
Everybody was tired.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah, took good care of us.
Yeah. And so then the next day I had to go pick up stuff for the vow renewal.
Let's just start with Friday morning. I think it was Friday morning. And you say, okay, we'll be picking that up right after you do podcasting 2.0. And I said, was that Thursday?
I don't remember when it was.
Let's just put it, I'll cut straight to the chase. You were a little stressed.
Just a tad.
Yeah. And I'm, it's been a while since I've been hanging out with you, you know, so I know things.
You just stayed clear.
And I, what can I do? How can I help? You know,
yeah, I signed you a few tasks. You went to the grocery store.
I did. I did stuff. Mm-hmm. I did stuff. Yeah.
Well, I had committed to go pick up the glasses and a bunch of stuff from my friend Dawn's house at a certain, I was accommodating her schedule, so I didn't want to change it.
Right.
And so, and then we had that gallery opening on Friday night. So,
I
went to her little slice of heaven, which she's in. She's in Llano. Llano?
Yes. Llano. Yeah. Right up the road.
And so she's got six horses, I don't know, 100 sheep, 100 chickens. Oh my gosh.
And a whole catering outfit and a whole catering business.
Two really cute dogs, you know, and just so, yeah, it was so nice to see her slice of heaven. She loves it. You know, she's growing her own plants in her laundry room. You know, she's...
What kind of plants
lettuce,
do you grow?
Oh, okay.
What do you grow in the laundry room?
So two of the baby goats needed to be fed. And so she made their bottles and Andrea and I got to feed them.
You didn't tell me that. You were feeding the baby. Oh, that's cool.
Feeding the baby goats. Yeah.
Were they stinky?
You know, it smells like a farm out there, you know, but she loves it. She loves her life.
Do they have people out there if they go somewhere that someone can take care of all this?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's a big responsibility. Yeah. She has chickens too.
Yeah.
Chickens.
Yeah. Well, and she was saying how she came upon an 8-foot snake. Okay. And she was like, I turned around and I was like, I'm not taking care of that. I think her husband took care of it. They have to shoot him. And she said there was
because they'll eat the chickens. They'll do all kinds of
there was a raccoon carnage in the chicken coop too. She had to shoot that.
What?
Yeah. Raccoon in the
chicken
coop.
This is why I don't want any chickens.
That's
here
what I
at
said.
Home.
I
this
go,
is exactly
Adam has
why.
Chicken trauma. He will not let me have any chickens.
Because I'll be the one who has to go out there and shoot the snake, shoot the raccoon. That sounds kind of fun, actually.
Oh,
no,
you
no,
turn in the corner?
No, I do not. No, I do not want
to
do that.
I would love to have a few chickens.
No,
we eat so many eggs around here now that I love. I'm an egg lover. Oh, I'm not
why
an
don't
egg
we
hater.
Drive up to Dawn's house and get some eggs from her?
Okay. Anyway, that was kind of cool to be able to see her little slice of heaven and all. She loves
all her
animals.
Did you get a picture of you feeding the goats?
No, no. We were in the trenches, man. Oh, we were in the dirt feeding the goats.
Okay.
It was fun.
So Dawn had all kinds of stuff that we needed for the vowel renewal.
Yes.
Yeah. It's hard to say now vowel renewal. I want to say vowel. I can't help myself.
I put in the newsletter vowel renewal.
I can't help myself.
Yes, I know.
It keeps happening to me for the vowel renewal. So all kinds of the big tubs.
The big tubs, champagne glasses.
Which she calls
she
her front gates.
Yes. They're beautiful.
Because they're from front gate, literally.
They're
beautiful. Yeah. Very cool.
So that was incredibly helpful. So, and it was nice to go out there, and I'm getting to know Dawn more, and I really love her.
I love Dawn because she always comes into church late.
She lives so far, and she picks up her goddaughter, Kylie.
I know. It's just, she's always like, you know, we're worshiping, and she'll come in during the first song, and she'll be like, bent down, like, sorry.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Dawn, this is, we love you. You're here.
She's
exactly.
There.
You're here.
But she's... Yeah, she's goddaughter to this girl, Kylie, and she picks her up every Sunday. And she takes her to youth group, too, at the church.
Oh,
Kylie lost her mom about, I don't know, 4 years ago, five years ago. And so Dawn. And so Kylie is so blessed to have Dawn. And Yes, and Dawn is so blessed to have Kylie. It's a wonderful relationship. She's actually hosting like a girls' night for her with her and her friends.
Aw, cute.
So, but I loved
want Dawn as my godmom, too, now. So we can do a sleepover with all my friends.
What? Excuse me?
All my buddies. We're doing a sleepover at Dawn's house.
So I got back and then we went over to the art gallery opening, which I got to get back to her.
Which kind of got,
Yeah, because
yes,
she
do.
Asked me about that piece, so I got to.
Which kind of just slid in there, which we also felt important to support because... you know, having an art gallery in Fredericksburg,
Texas, contemporary
art gallery is that's definitely good for the type of people that are coming into Fredericksburg for our tourism.
Yes. Yeah. And so it was really nice. I mean, we met some new people. I was talking to this one woman and she was telling me that they needed her. She's on four boards, nonprofit boards. I'm like, oh, goodness gracious. And she was telling me how they need to raise $50,000. And so,
I raised that in an hour for Ronald McDonald's House. I can do all this. Community center. I'd do all this.
I did. You know, this is me. I mean, it's in my blood.
You
and I'm
can't
like,
help
oh.
yourself.
I'm like, that's really easy. Let me give you this idea. So I was telling her this idea. And then at the end of the conversation, she goes, can I call you? Would you come to a meeting? And I'm like, oh goodness. I said, I can't take on another thing. I said, I really can't. I said, but I'll be happy to give you ideas, but yeah. I cannot take
you
on another
busy,
thing.
You are busy, girl. You're busy now.
I'm sorry. Yes, I know I am.
Is your eye okay? Are you crying? Do you get emotional now just looking at me? I understand.
I know. Yeah. It's just my heart. Boom, 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 boom. No, I am busy. I am. I mean, it's crazy. I got a lot to do. I mean,
so, and it was, I was a couple people there, some new people new to Fredericksburg. Yeah. And I'm just going around saying, hey, who's going to build me a 2,500 seat stadium?
And I hear you talking about Jesus with everybody. I'm like, you go, dude.
You know, cause at a certain point we were there, it was Robert and then, Scott.
Yes.
From Augusta Vine.
And Christy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just all of a sudden, we're just talking about Jesus. It was really
Scott
cool.
Went to the men's breakfast the following morning. You invited him.
Yeah, that was the next thing I was going to talk about.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so we got home, and then it was Friday. Now we're kind of tired, I think, Friday evening.
Yeah.
Did we have to do something else after
Annette
that?
Annette was here. Annette dropped off the dress. So I tried on the dress that she bought.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy bought me.
Yeah, and you went to try on the dress, and Annette turns to me, and she says, you better like one of these dresses. I'm like, okay. She's like, so I'm going to cut you. She had a knife and everything. She's like, you, I don't care which one, you're liking one of them. Because I had stupidly said that after you said, what don't you like about this one dress? I said, I didn't like the color. Turns out that was the best dress.
Thank you.
Particularly after your sister, your beautiful sister, Tony, had cut your hair, had done your hair.
Yes.
It looked fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Well, so then I walk into the room and I see you guys whispering, and I go, what are you talking about? And was it you or her that goes, oh, it's a surprise. And so
I didn't
thinking,
say anything. I'm not giving you.
Somebody said, oh, it's a surprise. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to get a present.
No, that's when she was threatening me. The surprise was.
I thought I was getting a present.
The surprise was Adam's going to like one of these dresses or he's a dead man. That was the surprise.
Maybe he's going to pull out a ring. At the vowel.
By the way, Tina kept doing this. We'd be in bed. She says, "Do you have my present ready yet?" We had already agreed no presents.
I know. I just love razzing you up.
On Wednesday, you received. Wait, didn't you receive a card?
Yeah. We exchanged cards.
No.
Yeah.
Wait. Who sent us happy vow renewal cards? Maybe I'm a little confused with Mother's Day now.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I don't have the time. I don't have the time. I'm all over the map.
Anyway.
It's been a day.
Yes. but no, Annette came over on Friday and dropped off the dress that I tried.
Which was super, super cool dress, but
I still owe her for it. I was going to take it back, but we have to go to the domain to take it back. So I might as well just keep it.
Yeah, I love it. It's like a sexy nightgown. Well done, Dame Annette. We're keeping it. I like it. Just, it was a bit much.
It was a little tight on me too. I just would rather it, I mean, it like hugged me.
It did.
And I'd rather it be a little looser. But I'll just
Well, for the purposes intended now of use, it's perfect.
Yes.
Thanks, Dame Annette.
It's very pretty. It is very, very pretty. So, no. And so then it was like 6 o'clock and I said, let's go make an appearance. So we just went over there for about an hour and it was really nice because we've met a lot of new people and you really like Robert.
Yeah.
And
I do.
Marissa, they're lovely, lovely people. Yeah. They're new. They're here about a year, maybe a year and a half.
And they're here to build.
Yeah. They're here to build this town up.
Yeah,
so
it's
we're excited to be in their circle of friends.
But and there were some other fan favorites there, of course, Andrea, David, it was good and nice art.
Mm-hmm.
Very new. It was one artist was a photographer. The other one was some multi.
Oh, there were two artists there?
Yeah, there was two. One did the photography and one did all the paintings and other stuff. Yeah,
okay.
It was cool stuff. It was contemporary, which is just, it was nice.
Yeah,
nice
I like that.
It's not all like all Western stuff.
Yes.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. Yeehaw. But yeah, so that was fun. And then Saturday was
Saturday morning, I got up early because we had the men's breakfast at Bridge Church. And this is, there were 94 men there. A lot of men brought their sons.
That's a record.
This is one of those things that you really get through a church community, but also in a town like this, it's like Star Hollow. I'm telling you, and the men, and there were men from outside of Fredericksburg, new to the church. There were cowboys there. There were construction workers, famous baseball player who just moved here with his family. He actually gave his testimony.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, it was really good stuff. And then Pastor Jeff sang a couple of songs, and Pastor Jimmy did a whole, you know, like, we got to be men, you know, his whole men speech. They also had a golf simulator, which I did not participate in because I'm not going to embarrass myself. Yes. Not going to do that. And the whole, I mean, I met a couple of cool, actually the guy, Al from HEB, yes. who I met at HEB, yes. he came.
Yes.
Scott, who, from Augusta.
Friday night,
Inn, who
yes,
I'd seen,
you told him to come.
He came mm-hmm. and it was great connection. And just for men to be amongst men, there's something really, it's new for me. Mm-hmm. You know, this kind of stuff, because typically men with men would be like in a sports setting or a hunting setting, you know, all the stuff that is not really me. But this was just being men talking about our country and improving our town and being being men to our families. And I can tell you a little bit, like Pastor Jimmy made us all take up. We already do this, but he said, everyone today, you're going to go home. You're going to pray with your wife.
Aww.
That was kind of the thing. Yeah. We're all going to pray with our wife and pray with our children. Aww. And it was good, man. It was good, good.
That.
Am I now an old fogey that I'm
you
thinking
are.
This way? Okay.
Yes.
And then this young man came up to me and he says, I'm Parker. I said, hey, Parker. And he says, I saw your cup.
Oh, because you had,
I had
Joe
my
Rogan.
Joe Rogan cup.
That thing attracts a lot of attention. It's crazy.
It's a great cup.
Because remember at the car dealership cup. When the guy was like, Joe Rogan cup, Joe where'd Rogan, you get that?
Yeah. And he has a whole story and he's been kind of searching and, you know, he decided to come to the men's breakfast. I think his, I don't know if his dad was there or his brother, but anyway, he came and he's like, I'm kind of trying to figure this out, you know, what I need to do with God. And I said, give me your phone number. Let's go hook up and we'll have some coffee this week, which I did mm-hmm. later. But it was a good connection. You know, I felt like, okay, here I am. God's putting someone in front of me who needs some ministering. And I was totally open to it. And I'm excited to see where how I can help him in his search.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a very, very cool dude.
Well, and talk about the crazy thing that happened today at the vet.
Oh,
so we had to take Phoebe.
Yeah.
Phoebe's got allergies kicked in. Her ears are infected. Yeah. Her paws are like raw.
It happens. And we know now she just needs a monoclonal antibody shot. And typically the doctor even says, you know, these things usually last about 6 weeks. It's been almost 3 months, I think, since the last time. Yeah. So it was time. So I take her in real quick, took her out. She didn't poop on our morning walk, but she came in.
So she was about a half pound heavier.
You're ruining the punchline as usual. You're ruining the punchline. I set up the whole freaking joke. I slipped that in so people would almost. See, here's how a joke works. You slip something in that you can then come back to and then it will be funny. Now, not so funny. The whole payoff of the story. Okay.
I guess I should just not talk. I'm sorry.
You do this sometimes. I'll do one of my Adam stories and you'll give the punchline before I'm there. Like, you know, like a story about Bon Jovi or Prince and I've got a punchline and I've worked these out in my mind.
Sorry,
so that's all right.
I'm sorry.
So I take Phoebe in, we put her on the scale. She's 101. Remember she'd gone up a little bit.
She was 101.4.
Right. So she's 101. And I say to the girls, well, she hasn't pooped yet, so she's at least 100.5. There's the joke, everybody.
Okay.
And of course, you know me and the girls there. They're on the floor. They're
like,
laughing.
Yeah, because when you walk in, they're like,
Adam! Phoebes!
They call her Phoebes.
Phoebes. Oh, of course, Phoebes. So I'm waiting for the doc to come out with the shot. And I had seen that. So it's not really busy, but you know, a woman comes in and she's got a dog with a leg bandage. And she hands off the dog. And then she comes over to me and she says, can I pet the dog? Said, well, her ears are bothering her, so, you know, just let her smell you. And she says, I want to introduce myself. I'm Pam. I'm Parker's mom.
The young man that you just had
yesterday. I said, what is this? She says, yeah. I said, this is a God moment. She says, yes, it is. Thank you so much for having coffee with him. And, we chatted for a little bit. And she knows who you are because she must have met you at...
I believe I sat at a table with her at the women's ministry.
And super nice. And And he says, you know, thank you. This is really great. So yeah, I'm going to go out for coffee because I had coffee with him. I go out for coffee with him and Pastor Jimmy. And, you know, he's looking for Jesus. We can probably get some Jesus into this young man's life. She says, aww. Oh, this is so great. But it was just so crazy to see his mom there at the vet at that time. Well, mean, 8 a.m.
And here's the thing, insane. People, you recognize more and more and more of these God moments all the time when faith is the center of your life. You know, typically people are like, oh, what a coincidence, a quinky dinky. You know, and it's like,
well,
no.
That's crazy. Yeah, like, no, there's no coincidences in the kingdom.
No, it is a God moment.
Yes, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
So that's really cool.
It was fantastic. Cool. All right, so back to Saturday.
Yes.
So did the men's breakfast, came back, and then we had our out-of-towners.
Yeah, our first one arrived. Peggy.
Well, right, of course. Yes, we had your sister coming in.
Later.
So we were kind of tracking her flight. Then Peggy shows up. Peggy is fantastic.
We've hosted almost her entire family except her husband and her older daughter.
What are you guys waiting for? It's a bonanza over here. Get on the
stage.
We've
hosted Peggy, I think, 3 times, and then Rachel once and Jake once.
And but Peggy is one of my favorite people. She is just
she talk about buckets leaking everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
Her buckets are overflowing. Yeah.
And she has a way of asking a lot and not being irritating.
No.
It's like no, but you know, a lot of people they ask questions, you know, like she has a way of she's a great communicator. Yes. She has a great way of asking things. You just want to tell everything. You just want to explain it all to Peggy.
You know, and Peggy's one of the, well, and this is her profession too. I mean, she is a professional.
I call her a company therapist.
I guess. Yeah.
In a way.
I don't want to describe her inaccurately, but she leads huge training sessions for pretty high-end clients. So she's used to being up in front of a room interacting. And so when she comes and she's there by herself, no problem. She has no problem
but also
working
basically,
the room.
You can just have a party and invite Peggy and everyone's going to be talked to. It's going to be great.
Yes,
and everyone will know everything and it's fantastic.
And she has always been like that. She has never
changed.
You've
known her how many years?
32 years. Yeah. And I adore her. Mm-hmm. I adore her.
And she
she's so easy to be around.
Yeah. And she is a living, talking, walking God shot.
Oh, she is. Yes, she is. She is. And she was so grateful that we hosted Jake here. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh man, I'm really sorry. He really eats a lot.
No, like, hey, the fact that he just felt comfortable enough to say, got any more food? Because I'm starving over here.
Right. So Peggy arrived and then we headed over to Aracel, which is my friends, Susie and John. They're
our
vineyard.
Our
friends.
Yeah, our friends.
And so we invited the out-of-towners to come. Yep. So we were there, and there was about maybe 18, 20 people.
20 people, first who came in was the Arizona, the blonde squad.
Yes.
Well, we saw, of course, Pastor Jimmy and Damon.
Yeah, they walked in with us. And then we were Stephanie and Don and Renee and Mike. Stephanie and Don are from Arizona. Renee and Mike are from Florida. They showed up.
And they came in for this, which is just so lovely. So lovely.
I know. That just my heart. Just my heart. Just this. I love this.
And their husbands are, I mean,
they're huge no agenda people.
They're no agenda people. And we've, you know, we always joke about our own little text group when you girls go off again in October to go trounce through. Where are you going this time?
Smoky Mountains.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have our own meetup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know exactly what, but we're going to meet up for something.
Yeah. It'll be fun. So they came and then the oil baron and his beautiful girlfriend Ashley came.
With a huge Yeti cooler full with Nigal meat. I got to remember to talk about that on the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is this kind of antelope.
And we had some last night. It was delicious.
It's really good.
It was really good.
The Yeti cooler was a nice gift.
Yes.
I mean, what a Texas gift that is. It's like,
I know.
Here's your Texas Rolex, Yeti cooler.
I'm telling you, that was a nice one too. And then Craig and Sarah and their sons Calvin and Edward came.
And they drove
and they
17
came
hours.
From South Dakota. Which is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then Chris and Vic showed up, which I adore.
All of a sudden, they were there. And it was like, I knew they were coming, but I was surprised. Like, it's Chris and Vic.
I know. It's like you forget. Yeah. I forgot who all was going to come to the winery. So to see them was so lovely.
Yeah,
lovely.
It was.
And Peggy just like, she just slid worked the out. Room.
Yep.
She loved the commonality with everybody. And then towards the end.
How many more? I can't remember everyone who came.
Yeah,
babe.
But
you
towards
should have
the
your
end,
list.
Sir Brian with an I shows up by himself.
Yeah.
Because apparently his AI girlfriend has allergies. Uh-huh. I'm like, take a Sudafed and call it a day. Like, allergies. I go, okay, that's really lame.
Allergies.
Lame.
Mm-hmm. Allergies.
So, yeah, he was solo, just like he was in Indianapolis. So,
anyway,
I don't believe anything
he showed
he
up. It was great to have him there. It was great to
it
have
was,
him there.
It was great to have him there. Yeah.
Oh, goodness, babe. Who else came? I don't want to miss anybody, but I feel
I think
like
I covered
we're missing people. We're definitely missing.
Everybody.
You sure we got everybody
I
there?
I think so.
If we forgot you, sorry. It's not like we don't love you. We just, it's been a whirlwind.
So that was, so then we wrapped that up. We were there a couple hours and then I kept telling Stephanie.
And by the way, Chris and Vic and the oil baron and his
hung
girlfriend,
out
till
2 a.m. Yeah.
They like connected.
They
like, they were off to the races. Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. We lost both our friends.
Yeah.
So they're not friends and they're going to forget about us now.
Oh, no. Whatever. You know, I noticed, though, that Brian, he's really shy. He is not one to go out and just start conversations with people. So he talks a big game. He's not. He's very shy.
Are you calling him out?
I'm calling him out. But so then we had to get back here because we were waiting for Tony to arrive.
Yes. And she got in and see, we had already eaten. Didn't we eat already?
I prepared her meal for her when she got here. But it was so funny because we were sitting there and Peggy knows that she does hair. And so Peggy's like, Tony, what would you do with my hair? And Tony goes, do you want me to be brutally honest with you?
Which is very atypical for Tony or any of your family from any of the Hoosiers.
Can I be brutally
They're
honest
never
with you?
Brutally honest about anything.
And so Peggy let Tony cut her hair. Yeah. So
and it looked great.
It actually looked really,
great.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yes. So they're cutting hair at like 10 o'clock at night in the kitchen. So, and I think I got to bed at 11. So that was
oh,
fun.
Oh, no, I went to bed.
I
went to bed before
you had to
I had to get
show.
Up an extra half hour early because I knew that, I mean, I was out of control. I had half my prep done, everything.
I know.
But yeah, so I got
you
up at 5.
Through.
I got up at 5 and started prepping. And then the rest of the crew woke up. And then
we went to church.
You went to church. You had to go set stuff up, right?
And so Craig and Sarah and the boys were there. And Stephanie and Don were there at church. I don't remember seeing anybody. Oh, Brian was there at church.
In the afternoon?
No, when we went to church at 10 o'clock, the 10 o'clock service.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 10 o'clock service. Yes. There was that too.
Yes.
Forgot about that.
Yes.
Which was another great one. It was another fantastic service. Got me all pumped for the show. Love it.
Yeah. It's always good.
I hustled back, did the show, and you guys went back again to set stuff up.
Well, we remember we walked in the door and Tony has Taylor Swift jamming through the house. We're like, she's a witch.
And she's like, well,
she's from Wicked.
She does talk about some witch stuff. Yeah, that's right.
And I said to her, right. I go, all her songs sound the same.
I can't sing a single one. They all sound alike.
Anyway, but Tony was working hard. She was doing the little centerpieces. Mm-hmm. And so then we all went to go pick up the cake and drop the stuff off at the church. So I had to drop, that was the thing that I was so flustered about was because there were all these little details that needed to be done. And we got to the church after the third service, after everybody was gone, and we just unloaded the car, had the glasses and the water and the tubs.
It was almost like a wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
Because you had a massive charcuterie board.
The table. We had a charcuterie table with the wedding cake in the center.
I mean, it looked amazing, I have to say.
I
mean, I love my salami all curled up.
Well,
that looks
like
good.
Like roses.
Salami roses. A-plus on the charcuterie board.
Thank you.
And then.
Well, I mean, she did it. You know who told me about her is Karen. Karen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well, when the numbers started creeping up, I'm like 50, 60. I'm like, I've got to feed these
You need
these
more
people.
Than one charcuterie board.
I can't just serve cake.
Well, the cake was also outstanding.
Yes. So it was, she did a lovely job.
And, who recruited David or Andrea to do the pouring of the...
Annette. So we get to the church on Sunday morning and Annette's like, who's going to wash the glasses? Who's going to pour the champagne? I go, Annette, she is my sister from another mother. I'm not kidding you. We are so much alike. It's uncanny how our minds
the organizational
think the same.
Part. Yeah.
Because I thought, I'll find somebody to open the champagne. She was already on it. So she recruited David.
Who took it so seriously. They were so sweet. They,
those two.
They were just pouring for everybody. They were taking care of everyone. It was like,
those two.
I don't even know if they had any time to have fun. It was just, they were just.
Oh, I think they did. Yeah, okay. I mean, I know Andrea did. I don't know about David. He might not have ever left the station.
He was like, I'm here. I'm checking the ice. I'm making sure it's all good. I mean, for the international arms dealer to be doing that was just super, super nice.
So grateful. So grateful to them.
So this is our community, people. Everyone, they come from all walks of life and they get right down the trenches with us. It was beautiful.
It is so true. So, yeah, so we get there early. So everything's at the church. So you and I, we get there early, and Peggy and Tony, they're still getting ready. And I'm like, we're going. We're going. Because I wanted to get into the room before everybody arrived.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. So we got there. And so we were just.
Stop.
What?
How did I look in my suit, babe? I wore a tie. This is the one. We got the tie. We got the shirt and everything fit. And I think I cleaned up pretty good my whole show and everything.
You were so handsome. Yes. You were radiating. Yeah. Okay. You were radiating because you were like,
I was.
I'm nailing this. This is down with the covenant.
This is it. This is it.
No, you looked really, really handsome. You did.
Thank you. You look beautiful.
I picked out the tie.
Yeah, it was perfect.
I know.
Spot on.
You look gorgeous. So I wanted to get into the room because, you know, so we had to talk. We talked to Pastor Jimmy about the queue on when we have to walk in and everything. Yeah. And then I'm like, can you go pray with us? So we went in the prayer room and Pastor Jimmy prayed over us, which is
with
Damonette. Yeah.
That itself was just fantastic.
I know. And so then we went back in the room. We were marveling at the, it took that woman 2.5 hours to do.
What's her name?
Her name is Diana. The name of the charcuterie business is Fig and Meadow.
Fig and Meadow.
And yeah. I highly recommend them. And even Dawn, who has been in hospitality and owned restaurants, she was like, that is phenomenal. Yeah. She did a phenomenal job.
Yeah. Considering there was no rubber chicken or anything, it's just that people's charcuterie and cake.
Cheese and fruit salami and bread and crackers and honey and dips. And it was lovely.
It was great.
So, bless her heart, Susie and John. They bought us the wristlet and the little boutonniere. And just lovely. Everything was lovely. And so then everybody was seated. Mm-hmm. And then Jimmy cued us to walk in. I was overwhelmed.
Me too.
I was overwhelmed.
Because we walked down the middle, people on both sides.
Yes.
And the thing that struck me, I don't know about you, but I was like, oh, look, there's Texas Slim. I fully well knew who we'd invited. It was almost like the day before.
I had that too.
Oh, there's Sir Gene. He's sitting there like, oh, and there's Brandy and there's Chris. And like, and
I had seen, everybody I was looking was there. At the other side. I saw Christy and I'm like, Christy. Yeah. And then I saw Julie. Oh no, I saw Kathy and Bella.
Kathy and Bella.
And then I saw Julie. And like you, I had that reaction too. I felt so much love in that room.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit was in
and everyone was standing.
Oh my gosh. It was such a holy moment for us. And
people had traveled from, I mean, Texas Slim, he drove round trip 1,000 miles.
Oh my gosh. That's nothing for him. That's nothing. He's like, I'm going to go for a ride.
Still. I mean, that was just so fantastic. And then we walk up on the podium and it was a moment, you know, and everyone's like getting ready.
And of course, the comedian,
of course,
Adam Curry,
I turn around and say, y'all look really lovely.
He said, beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah. And everyone just kind of like, okay. Everyone can exhale now. Like, you know, this is supposed to be a cool, cool moment.
Yes.
Pastor Jeff starts us off with a song.
Echo Holy
with it, just him and the guitar. I mean, it's beautiful. The background is changing. There were pictures of us.
You grabbed my hand. And we started worshiping together.
Oh, and my left hand goes up. I can't help it. Like, holy, holy, holy. I mean, here we go. I mean, we were mouthing the word softly.
Because I said to you, I said, I didn't want to sing too loud because one, I didn't want Pastor Jimmy's mic to pick it up. And two, I didn't want to hear him me singing.
Because we all know that you're little kind of, you have your own version of songs. Holy, 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 holy is the
funny.
And then Pastor Jimmy just goes into this beautiful, beautiful monologue about us and about
monologue. It's a sermon.
It's a sermon. Okay. And he talked about how this was a real covenant, and he explained how old-fashioned covenants, they would, you know, literally cut an animal, you'd walk through the blood.
Yes.
Because that's a promise so deep that if you break that promise, then you'll bleed. I mean,
yes.
It was more eloquent the way he put it, obviously. Yes. but it was really meaningful. It was just so beautiful. And he, you know, put a personal touch on it. It was just fantastic. Oh, I loved it so much.
It was exactly
then we prayed.
What I wanted to be. We went over and had communion. Mm-hmm. And so I had to.
So Jimmy has.
I bought a little roll to the church, and we were drinking OG Sam Meunier Michael Anastasio's white burgundy.
White burgundy. Yes. And so he's like, you know, take a little piece of bread, and I take a piece of bread. I'm like, oh, it's a little much. And so we take the bread. I'm like, Jesus, this is a lot of you that I'm eating right now. And I'm like trying to, because I want to eat the bread before the wine comes. Like,
I saw the piece that you took, and I'm like, dude, that's biscuit size.
But I wasn't going to like break it off and put some back.
It was a communion biscuit.
It was quite the biscuit. Yeah. So I was chewing away, chomping on my cud there.
I know. And I just took like a little tiny piece.
No, I know. You're the best. And I know everyone's like, dude, that was a little much, but I powered down. Like I'm not stopping now.
Good thing you didn't choke on it.
No.
And both of our noses were running and I had to hand you I lost my handkerchief, and that was a handkerchief that Ellen gave me. I don't know where it is. But yes, that was pretty funny though. I was like, well, I gotta make a note of that because
for the show, you're thinking of the show during our vow renewal.
But I just love that Pastor Jimmy's words were so, I mean, holy, and hit me to my core. Oh. And I felt,
absolutely.
I mean, God's presence was right there shining down on us, and everybody that came to share in that with us, I felt have lifted us up.
Yes.
You know, and it's just, and I, so many people came up to me and said that it just truly affected them, and that they were brought to tears, including my sister, Toni, who was very tearful. Yeah. And I was saying to Annette today, I said, when I worship music, that's when I was first ministered to,
that's
was
right.
through worship music. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's happening to Toni too. I think the worship music touched her heart so much.
Pastor Jeff then did another song while we were taking communion.
Yes.
What was the second song?
Great Are You, Lord.
Right. And then Jimmy pronounced us husband and wife.
No, but he said, keep the lid down. Yes. Keep the lid down.
Yeah, he threw in a perfect joke.
It
perfect
was great.
Timing,
it was absolutely timing. Great. Yeah, it was
and,
great.
And then, you know, it was short and sweet.
It was like a half hour.
Perfectly mm-hmm. right.
Yes.
And then we all went in and then it was just, that's when just.
When we were walking out and we were saying hello to everybody, you were, I was to the left and you were to the right because I was saying hi to people. We eventually got back to Texas Slim. But what I did say to you, I said, there were only three repeats from our original wedding at this ceremony. It was Shayna, Mark, and, oh my gosh.
Yeah, Mark Hall. Yeah.
Mark Hall, Shayna, and, oh my gosh, who's the third person? Oh,
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I can't remember myself. Because Gene was supposed
to
be there.
Toni, my sister.
Because Gene was supposed to be there, so he couldn't be there.
Yeah.
So he came. Yeah. And everyone there was just so meaningful. All the people who were there was old friends, new friends, church friends.
Like I said, people who have lifted us up and really have been there for us. And you know.
Should we do it again next year?
Well, you know, I said, I could be a wedding planner now. I can plan your vow renewal for you. I said, you know, Adam.
Yes.
Between the two of us, we have experienced 8 weddings.
And then you said, where's my gift? Again, she threw it at me again.
8 weddings between us. I've been a bride.
So the reception,
4 times.
The reception, you know, area, it was just great. And Jimmy did a toast. Pastor Jimmy did a toast.
I found out that Annette went up to him and said, can you make a toast?
Perfect.
Yes.
And then
because I said, should we ask Pastor Jimmy? And you said, no, let's not ask him.
No,
he's done enough.
That's exactly how I said it too. I think I said, all right, well, whatever. I knew someone would do it. And of course it was him. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then I stood up and thanked everybody.
And then Toni said something too.
And it was just great. And you know, we waited until everybody was gone. Basically we got some, despite saying no gifts, we did get some very beautiful gifts. And,
Chris and Vic, they broke the rules
big time.
And so did Craig and Sarah, but
well, Craig and Sarah, they brought this beautiful handcrafted Curry and the Keeper. What do we call it?
It's a carved wood plaque, I would say.
It says Curry and the Keeper. Yes, it was carved in Uganda.
With a wine glass.
Yeah, and has the artist's name on the back. I mean, it's beautiful. And they're boys. The whole family is cool. They really are.
Yes.
And he had his camera, and Tony had her camera. And so we have lots of beautiful pictures. We have video, multi-camera shoot, yes, by the way, which yes. is nice to have. Thank
Faith
you, Faith.
Did that for us, yes.
And then we went home, and then we ate cake, and we laughed with Peggy and Tony. We were just yucking it up, having a good time.
Enjoying it. Yeah.
We went to bed late.
Yeah. It was, and you were up early, so that was fun.
Yeah.
But what I loved, I mean, everything was lovely. I loved that my sister was here to experience this with us, but I loved that we were ministering to her in our own way.
Yeah. I got her to install the YouVersion.
Yes. And I know she was talking to you about faith, and we had a lovely conversation on the way to the airport. And it meant a lot. And Peggy nailed it. She said, "You have such a generous spirit." And she does.
Oh, Tony, you know, is, I mean,
she made
generous.
The flowers. She took the picture. She did my hair. She helped out with everything.
Yeah.
She said she thinks it was Stephanie. She's not sure. Came up to her and noticed her paper airplane tattoo. And she said, "I know you're Tina's sister. Because Tina's got the same tattoo."
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah. So I love that. I love though that we.
Thank you for organizing it all, baby. It was fantastic. I loved every minute of it. Every minute of it.
Oh, where's my present?
Ah, there it is.
No, it couldn't have been. It couldn't have been better. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
Yes. Thank you all so much.
Yes,
thank you for all the well wishes, beautiful emails,
yes,
stuff that people sent. It was all great.
Yes, yes, great. Yes.
And thank you, Jesus, and thank you, God, for being there.
Oh my gosh! And I feel like our marriage is so fortified, you know, because it is held together with God's love.
All that's missing is a present.
For me. My birthday's coming up.
Sure, babe. Sure thing.
So
sure
big
thing.
Week. We're heading off to Nashville on Friday. Yes. We're going to the K-Love Awards.
We are. I'm very excited about that.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a best of show for No Agenda lined up. You know, it's rare that I take a show off. But this one was planned because I really want to be there undisturbed. I want to have a good time. I want to be into the music. I mean, we're going to see we're going to see the Mercy Me Boys.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be, we're going to see Sir Patrick Coble. We're going to see
Sir by His Grace
and his wife Jewel. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a good time. I'm very
excited.
And
apparently there's a lot of people that Annette knows that are coming, because she said on their podcast today that we should have a meetup. It's going to be kind of like a meetup sort of thing.
You know, Jeff Smith reached out to me. He says, "I'm in Colorado. I wish I could be there."
Oh yeah, he would love to meet Jimmy, Pastor Jimmy. What you got on your list over there? Anything else?
Yeah. The only other things I got is, you know, I'm going. I've been invited to go speak at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in February.
Yes, of which you told me I can't come.
And of course I said, "You can come if you want to hang out with radio nerds." And Tina said, "I wish you could take Phoebe with you." I'm like, "What?" Well, you know, now I have to take her out three times a day.
No, that was when you go to Amsterdam. I'm like, "Oh, shoot, you should take Phoebe with you to Amsterdam."
You just want, and I'm like, "What? You hate the dog. You
do not."
Last night, Phoebe was barking. You know, she had a little ear infection. Like, and he's like, "She's a dog. She has pooped. She's peed. She's gotten her bones. She's gotten her cookies. She's a dog. She's a dog."
Here's the thing. So she's barking, like unusually barking a lot, because we put her in the studio. We close the door. So Adam's like, I'm going to go calm her down. I'm like, okay. So I'm getting ready for bed. All of a sudden, I hear, "Come on in, come on and say hi to mom. Say hi to mom." I'm like, "What are you doing?"
She wanted to say goodnight to you.
No,
I speak dog. Did. I speak dog. She was like, "Can I go?" And she said, "Go ahead, go and say goodnight, goodnight to your dog. Your mom."
And then
you wouldn't even pet her. You're like, "You're a dog. Go away."
I did not.
Go away. Go to bed.
I did not. But I was like, "You spoiled that dog so much.
This dog is good."
She is a good dog, but
she's a dog.
A dog.
Well, she's going to the gulag Friday, and hopefully she'll be fine. She'll be okay. She's getting nature walks, the executive suite, and a wash.
Oh, good. She'll come back smelling good.
Time to smell good. Yes,
time
indeed.
To smell good, yeah.
And the only other thing, you know, because, man, we've been talking a long time here. The only other thing is today, Pastor Jimmy and I.
Oh, yes. Yes. They cover this on Living Up in a Down World, too, so you can hear his version.
We had both been asked to be a character witness for a trial up in Dallas, or a friend of ours who is innocent. And, you know, and we were kind of on a backup list, but the call was, can you guys come? But Jimmy, and I said, you know what? I'll fly us, no problem. Because it came in last night late. It's like, oh, you're just going to zap up to Dallas. So
it's a 5-hour drive.
So I call over to Casey at the flight school. I said, you got an instructor and a plane for me? And they came through. And so we're going to leave this morning at 10. So we met over at the airport.
I didn't realize that it was a 22-year-old young lady that was the instructor.
I don't know if she was 22, but it's like an...
The other guys, and I forget what their names were.
But who was the... Amy? It's like an Amy Lynn. Literally the same size. She had a booster seat. She has a booster seat. She's so tiny. But, you know, professional. She's been trained by United Airlines at the flight school. Of course, she'll only be there for a year because they all go on after a year. They all go on to, you know, fly the big planes. So she came in and, you know, and there's a lot going on in Dallas. So, you know, we needed to get our instrument IFR clearance. So that means air traffic control will control you all the way there. And they delayed us, and so like, oh, this sucks. Okay, and then so what we'll do is we'll take off and we'll go VFR without, you know, just under the clouds, and we'll find a hole in the clouds to go up above. This was fun for me, and then we'll call for our clearance.
This would not have been fun for me.
Well, Jimmy was listening in, and he loved it. You know, he was like, "Oh, this is fun." He was watching everything from the back seat. And so we get our clearance to go up to 9,000 feet, and then all of a sudden, this is like, Warning, beep, 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 you know, manifold pressure. And like, Abby says, you know, I know this light, it has some issues. It's like, it's probably a sensor thing, but then it wouldn't go off. Says, and so we're looking at it, we're like,
no.
But you know, the engine's fine. Everything else is fine. But you know, it's like, this is probably, you know, we're already like 20 minutes underway. We had maybe 45 minutes to go, less than that. And so we make the decision now. We got to go back. So this is the fun part. So she says, you know, she calls ATC. We have a manifold pressure warning light. We need to be vectored back to Gillespie Airport. And this is the part that was the best. Like, are you declaring an emergency? Like, no, we're not declaring an emergency yet. But we're so we go.
Did
so,
she actually say yet?
No, we're not declaring emergency. But it was one of those things where, you know, it's like, it's more than just the engine light on your car going on. You know, it's like meters flipping back and forth and horns going off. I'm like, nah, this is not good.
Like Annette, I would have been freaking out. And
you wouldn't have known. I mean,
because I don't listen. No, I don't listen.
You would not have known. Yeah. We just would have said, now we got to go back.
Yeah.
And the weather was fine. Actually, we were above the clouds. It was nice and sunny. So we go back and I land the plane with a little bounce. So, burp, 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 burp. You know, and I'm like, this is what we call arriving in the business. and so she immediately had been on the phone, and they said, we can send a backup plane. And so we park and we go in. And then we look at the weather and for Dallas, I'm like, bro, we're not going. Dallas was, and they were canceling commercial flights. It was a mess. So luckily he would not have been called even if we had made it.
Yeah.
And I was able to do three other calls that I had canceled because of this. And these were kind of calls.
God didn't want you to go.
God had another plan for us. Whole nother plan.
Well, I'm glad you
got it. It's like he knew we didn't have to be there.
Yeah.
He says, you all go back.
Yeah,
but it was too bad. It was
the way that
it
Annette
was kind of exciting, though.
The way that Annette made it sound on their podcast was that Jimmy was terrified.
He was cool as a cucumber. I look back; he's smiling. He said, "Oh well," he said. I guess it's not the plan that we're going today.
Annette did tell me this morning that there was somebody. I don't know if somebody was sick or this was years ago. I think when they were in Abilene, and they they wanted Pastor Jimmy to go and see him or...
Oh, he's been on some bad planes.
Yes, she goes. And so the guy's like, look, I'll fly you. And she goes, Tina, this plane
It was leaking gas under in flight under one wing. No, he's been on some really, really...
So he probably wasn't terrified.
He's like, this is like a Corvette, man. I said, hey, thank you. Exactly. It's like a... I did the whole thing. Now, Jimmy, here's the part that Tina doesn't like. If we're both incapacitated, blue button, red handle, shoot comes.
He said that in the text and he goes, and lots of praying. No, he ended it with.
I said, if we're both incapacitated, don't pray. Hit the blue button, red button, pull the red handle, then start praying. Did he put that in the text message?
He said no. He didn't say it exactly like he said it, but he said and lots of pray.
Blue button, red handle, pray. There you go.
Yeah.
Nah, he's great. I'm sure he'll fly with me again.
Yeah.
It was funny though because I did bounce. I'm like, oh man, I bounced. It was windy and everything, so it wasn't like a.
You sound a little embarrassed by the bounce.
I hadn't landed in quite a while. It's been weeks, you know. So
it's been weeks.
You want to do it right, you know. I was like, oh, I got a little bounce there.
Yeah.
And so I was harder on myself than anyone else.
Well, and the good thing you didn't make it up there because you probably wouldn't have been able to make it back down because of the weather, right? I don't know.
No. If we had made our original window, it would have been perfect.
No, but
we
I mean coming back.
Coming back would have been fine. Oh, okay. Yeah, as long as we left after 5 o'clock.
Oh, so if there was no problem. You know what? But it all worked out because he wouldn't have been called today anyway.
Listen,
so.
God had other plans for
God's,
us.
Yeah, God's plan. Exactly. So speaking of
that, yes, you're on cue.
Time for Tina's God Shot.
This is the highlight of the show, everybody. Everybody loves Tina's God Shot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is interesting because we were actually in bed in the morning, woke up, and I was struggling about a friendship, a long, long-term friendship that I have. And I think I might have talked about it in another God Shot. And I was struggling with it. And I was struggling why this friend, nothing has ever happened between us other than life, you know, and I was struggling with why she had become so distant and I wasn't really sure what was going on. And so I do this daily devotional with Karen and the reading for that day was 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21. And it's about Hannah and Hannah was barren. Mm-hmm. And she prayed to God for a child and he finally granted her a child. And it's a whole long story in 1 Samuel, but it's a great story. And the verse is, and the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord because she said when she found out that she was pregnant, that she was going to give the child to the Lord.
Right.
And so the thing was, is that God didn't answer, you know, didn't give her a child right when she wanted it.
When she wanted it, yes.
You know, it was all according to his plan. And so what I took from that was that I can't open a door that God closes. I can't. Ooh. And so when I was thinking about my friendship, yes. I can't open that door that was closed. And I have to, I pray and believe and trust God as my doorkeeper. And at the right time and according to his will, things will change and doors will be open. So that's even though I was struggling with, I don't understand why this friendship or whatever scenario, like why it's not happening is because God is in control of all the doors.
And so this scripture came at that moment.
Yes,
and just
that morning we were talking about it in bed.
That was your devotional?
Yes, it was that morning. And that's what I'm saying. God always gives us what we need when we need it.
And
like ask and he will answer. And that just settled my heart. Like, okay, there's a reason for this. And I just have to rest in knowing that God has all these doors either open or closed. And he knows what's best. And it's according to his will when they'll open again, if they open again. But that was really comforting to my heart because I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand. And then just rest, like leaning into God and having the scripture presented to me about Hannah, you know, finally, you know, that door was closed and God finally opened it for her. Like it really settled my heart.
It kind of goes back to what we're talking about at the beginning of the show about coincidences.
Yes.
And yes. Once you're aware and once you have your eyes and your ears open, all these things make sense.
Yes.
Life makes sense. I mean, this happens to me all the time. I'll be thinking of someone and then a scripture pops up. It can be in multiple places. I'm like, oh, I got to send this to you, bro. This is exactly what you need to hear. And it usually is. It usually is.
It's like you will see God in everything. You can see him in everything.
Just another God moment, you know, the oil baron. I text with all the men text each other, and we don't text each other every morning like chicks or anything. We text each other things from time to time. And he said, you know, can you pray for my colleague? This woman who had something in her throat, and they thought that it might be cancer.
Oh,
and she had a growth, and so I knew that it was actually Sunday morning. She was going to go in at like 7 a.m. or something, and I had it in my calendar. Actually, I thought about it before my calendar alerted me, and so I prayed for her, and turns out it was benign.
Oh, good.
It's just another one of these things like, yay, God.
Yeah.
Yay, God. Yeah. Win again. So, but yeah, all these things that seem like coincidences, you know, once you're in scripture and you follow that and these things.
Once you accept Jesus in your heart.
And if you can do it every day, even if it's just a little bit, you'll find that these things, it makes life make sense.
I know.
You know, it really does.
You know, I was sharing with Annette today how I was talking to Tony about how I asked Tony, do you know how you get to heaven? I said, and she said, how? And I said, you know, it's not by your good works. She said, well, I said, it's not because you're a good person. She goes, well, then how do you get to heaven? I said, you have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And then I went on to tell her how Jesus basically took away my sin and my shame, mm-hmm. things that I had been carrying around, you know, around for me, and how him dying on the cross was for our sins, the resurrection for our salvation. And Annette goes, wow, like, look at you. And then she goes, and did you say blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. I go, calm down. I'm a newbie.
Back off, pastor.
I'm a newbie, okay? That was pretty funny.
That's great.
But yeah, no, I had a wonderful conversation because Tony said, we were talking about heaven, and she said, well, I don't believe in hell. And I said, really? And I said, well, where do you think people go if they don't go to heaven? She said, well, I don't know where they go. And I go, you need to watch that movie, A Case for Heaven.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Lee Strobel. You need to watch that. And so she found it on her phone. She'll watch it. Oh, so cool. Anyway, I just love that she's open to those.
Yeah.
Open to those conversations. And it was good. It wasn't like I was evangelizing to her or all up in her grill.
No.
You know, so.
It doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work.
Anyway.
You know, that's why I needed Texas Slim to sit out here on the porch with me and tell me Jesus was a badass outlaw. Yeah. That's how you get someone
interested. But
I think
Annette is proud. She's proud of me.
I'm proud of you, baby.
Thanks.
I'm proud of you.
All right.
For the men out there, I just wanted to say that I've started reading my Founders Edition Bible.
Yes.
This, because Pastor Jimmy's been talking about it, and Rick Green and all these other people, and it's from the Wall Builders. If you want to learn something about our country, the Founders Bible is I'm reading it. I'm starting at the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw you reading it a lot today.
Because it has throughout all the different books in the Bible, it has things that relate back to our original founders and the original documents. And man, you realize that this country really needs God. It really does. So it's a cool Bible to read. For the men out there.
I'll who have are to interested. Take a look at that.
Yes. I tell you, I'd like to thank some folks. Oh, let's thank some because people. we are running on time.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole.
We've been talking a long time. I keep it in check. Don't worry. It's my job.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Hello, Corksoakers. Yeah. What you say?
What did you say?
Yes. Now it's time to hear from the Corksoakers.
Vineyard Nation is sending value back to us. We love it. You can find all the details on curryandthekeeper.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. It is fun. Tina puts all of her many decades of communications experience into it. It's fun. It's funny. And it also reminds you that we got a show coming up. You know, everyone's got busy lives. Yeah. So, you know, we try to get the show out at the same time every single Wednesday. And people like to send us notes and send us stuff through the P.O. box, which is, did we get anything for, I got P.O., not Currying the Keeper stuff, right?
In
the
PO box? It was all no agenda stuff.
Okay. And of course, people like to either send us something through PayPal with a note,
yes,
sometimes without a note. Remember to put a note in there, or through one of the modern podcast apps, podcastapps.com. There's many you can use: Fountain, Podverse, Castomatic. They all basically do the same thing. You can load up your app or your wallet with some Satoshi, send them to us. People like sending crazy numbers. It's a lot of fun. You can send it right the minute you like, oh, I got to send a boost with a message. You can do it right there in the app. And we kick it off with our executive producer, Marco Frisson, who sent us $50.
Thank you, Marco.
Now, he also, I'm going to jump down to, he sent a boost with a message.
Oh.
And he sent 43,872 sats. Very nice. Using Castomatic. Congratulations on your vow renewal, an amount equal to the number of hours you've been married.
Oh my gosh.
43,872. Aww. How nice is that? Wishing you love, happiness, and health.
Thank you, Marco.
That's what I mean. You can do cool numbers. That's so fun about the Satoshis.
Yeah.
Our associate executive producer will be Mac Tank with $49.99. Mac Tank, always on deck for us. Thank you.
And Mac, you need to count your...
Yeah, I think Mac Tank...
You might be a Salmon Yay.
I'm pretty sure Mac Tank is in Salmon Yay territory.
You need to let
territory.
Me know, because we've got some stuff for you.
Definitely. We do. We got some cool tumblers.
And thank you for supporting
Sippy
us.
Cups, yes.
Yeah.
Katie Trimble, $25.33. We appreciate the numerology.
Yes, Katie. You too, Katie. You've been supporting us for a while.
Yeah. Make sure you 10 or 11 of these donations and you're up there.
Well, no. It'd be 20.
20.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20. Well, maybe that's what Katie's going for.
But I think she's been a donor for a while.
For a while, for sure.
Guys, got to keep your accounting.
Michael Hall sends us $7. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Vincent Farrell with his $5.55. And there with the mini striper boost, 7777, Sir Brian with an I.
Oh.
From the Fountain app, as Adam and Tina stood before God, holding hands and smiling into each other's eyes, with nothing but love on their faces, the only thing that was on my face were the tears that I kept wiping away because I didn't want my spray tan to drip onto my freshly dry cleaned white shirt. It's true. Because I wanted to get another wear out of it. He is the official Vineyard Nation comedian.
He is.
Such a beautiful ceremony. I'm so happy for y'all. God bless. And since I forgot to change my boost amount last week, can I please get a droopy boost? Yes.
Boost.
There you go. In the evening.
Thank you, Brian.
Yes,
in the evening.
There you go. In the evening. Thank you, brother. And Randall Black is our last supporter with a 3,000 Satoshi boost and says, happy anniversary to the couple who keeps me laughing and critically thinking about God each week.
Oh, that's very sweet.
May your relationship continue to grow in the Lord and your love never fade.
Oh.
KTLD, KYBO, and go podcasting. Oh, thank you very much. To learn more about producing this show and get an official credit and to become a Salmon Yay, which gets you the official Curry and the Keeper sippy cups. And while they last, the coasters, the special code, the Salmon Yay coasters, go to curryandthekeeper.com.
Yes.
Oh, let me see. I think it's time.
Okay.
Now, Tina said to me, do you want to know what the question of the week is so you're prepared for it? I'm like, no.
I know.
That's not how the show works.
I like being surprised too, but your questions are so lame.
Wow. It's time for the question of the week.
I don't know, man. It's kind of insulting. I'll take it. The question of the week. Let's see what it is. What question does Tina have lined up for me? And once again, we're welcoming your questions of the week. If you have them, just let us know. All right. Question of the week. Okay.
It's going to cause you to think.
Okay. So you might have to go first, depending on how long it makes me think.
What
okay. Here we go.
Is one of your craziest dreams?
One of my craziest dreams.
And you've been dreaming a lot lately.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be a recent one because, wow. Okay, you better go first.
Okay, this dream. It's kind of macabre. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why. I don't know. But I dreamt that I killed Ben Shapiro.
What?
You know know this.
No, you've never told me that you killed Ben Shapiro.
I took him and I formed him I formed him into a long sausage and I put him down to garbage disposal.
You did tell me that. And I was like, that's so wrong, Tina Marie Curry. That's just wrong.
I have nothing
because
against Ben Shapiro.
You know that you can't put Shapiro's down the garbage disposal. That will clog up the garbage disposal. That is probably...
Remember, I shaped him into a big sausage and stuffed him in the garbage disposal.
There's no way I can even come close to topping that.
I just had that dream about a month ago, and I'm like, great dream. Where did that come from? But then I remember when he was going down the garbage disposal, he was like, I never, and I don't remember like actually, you know, killing him. That'd be gruesome. I don't dream like that at all. But it was
I really don't remember my dreams.
You just had one recently that you said was really weird.
Well, I think what I remember, and it was kind of a crossover, and I know kind of where it came from because I was putting a glass slipper on your foot.
Oh,
but it turned into a gob of goo on a spoon, which is like what they serve in a restaurant before.
Oh, like what did you eat?
Yeah.
Like-
and it was, I was trying to fit that in and was gooing between your toes and stuff.
What?
It's nowhere near putting Ben Shapiro down the garbage disposal, I will admit. But that was the most recent. It was something like that. It was like a pink glass slipper, and I was trying to put it on, and it turned into this gob of goo on a spoon. And it was just, and I
think
that's
weird how you're putting a glass slipper on me. That's Cinderella-ish.
Well, you are my Cinderella, baby.
Well,
that's
when I told Elise the Ben Shapiro dream, she was cracking up laughing. She's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, anyway.
All right, darling.
Okay, babe.
Hey. Thanks for marrying me all over again.
Forever and ever and ever.
I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love you too, baby.
Vineyard Nation! In the evening!
Or in the keeper.